Delighted now to be joined by the Workington Reds manager, Danny Granger, of course, ahead of tonight on the Cumberland Cup final against Penrith. And I mean, first and foremost, Danny, we've got to start it with massive congratulations from the weekend. I think the two questions that everyone wants to know is, because you did say in that interview what you were wanting to do as soon as you'd finished talking on the microphone, how was your head on Sunday morning and how are you feeling right now?
Oh, look, the celebrations were fantastic. I think, obviously, first and foremost, I want to thank everybody from Radio Cumbria that's been behind us all season, the support we've had, home and away. When Walsh's not been able to get there, they've always had someone there covering our games. So we appreciate the support from you guys as well. So first and foremost, thanks for all the support you guys have given us. But I said to the players after the game, I said, enjoy these moments, because they are moments. It feels like a distant memory already, and the players were together all night Saturday night, early hours of Sunday morning, and again on Sunday. So look, they've got to enjoy it, but we're fully prepared now and ready for a tough game against Penrith.
I mean, you can certainly see from your jubilant celebrations at the end just how much it meant to you, in terms of obviously righting quite a few wrongs from a few years ago.
Yeah, and I think it was more of a relief than anything. I think, like you say there, I've said for the last few years that this league that we've been in, even when I wasn't, it was getting tougher and tougher every year. I think our first season, like we knew we were 10 points clear, 7 to go, we were comfortably going to win the league, and we knew that. COVID happens, this following season it improved, but we were still right in the mix again. And then obviously the third year when I wasn't here, it improved again. And then this season it's been a tough league, and I think obviously anybody who's watched any of our games has seen how the quality has improved. So I think obviously to get it done this season is not only a massive achievement, but it's a massive relief as well, because I think the league's non-league's just getting stronger and stronger at the moment. And I think obviously, like you say, everyone associated with the clubs, when you're up at the top end of the table for 4 years in a row type thing, you do get to the point where the fans are probably sick of going to the same grounds year on year in, year out year in. So they were ready for a change, as were we. Obviously, you want to be part of a promotion no matter what, but you want to go and try these new stadiums, new teams. And I think, obviously, the backing we'll get from our away fans next year will be fantastic.
I mean, you say there about how tough non-league is getting, and I mean, certainly the Northern Premier Division, they've got the core brunt, haven't they, of the big-hitting teams in there. I mean, you'll be reacquainted, obviously, with Macclesfield, who no doubt will be looking to kick on again, but I mean, the likes of FC United, teams like that, there's some big hitters in the Northern Premier, isn't there?
Yeah, huge. And I think, obviously, some really well-run clubs. I think, obviously, you look at the team that have missed out this season, Bamber Bridges, Matlocks, FC United, I don't even think they made the playoffs. So it just shows the quality of teams in there. A lot of ex-pros in these teams. I think, obviously, the likes of Worksop coming up, ourselves, Macclesfield, it's only going to strengthen it again. So, look, we know it's going to be a huge ask next year to be pushing and doing what we've been doing this year, but we'll be going into that with the same mentality we're going to every season.
Obviously, looking ahead to tonight and the Cumberland Cup final, I mean, it's been a competition, hasn't it, that's probably given you an opportunity to keep players fresh, which will have helped you in the closing months of the season.
Yeah, it's been huge for us. I think, obviously, all season, I think there was probably only one game, which was Windscale away in our first round, where I went sort of majority of youngsters, and that was simply because we had a big game on the Saturday. I think it was only Danny Eccles and Obbs who played in that game. So look, we knew it was going to be a tough ask all the way through, but with the squad we had, it was, like you say, it was a chance for me to rotate, also get younger players a chance to play with some of the senior boys who can bring them on as well. I think when they're playing in amongst the lads that they know, they're kind of in the comfort zone, so they've been pushed out of that with senior lads demanding off them. So it's been brilliant. It's a competition that I respect massively. I think obviously it's the local county cup, do you know what I mean? You want to win it. There's no two ways about it. I want to win this competition. I think obviously you look at the night tonight, we're playing on a fantastic surface, which I knew it would be, against a good team, but we want to win the competition, and that's the first and foremost for me.
It's two teams, isn't it, that relatively achieved success in their own way this season. Of course, Penrith battling through the adversity they did, the way that they had to start the season to finish comfortably safe in the end and beat the side that ended up comfortably winning the league as well. It shows the dangers that they're going to have for you today.
Yeah, look, we won't be taking anything for granted tonight. The squad there is more or less everybody who's available tonight. I think obviously you like to Scotty Allison's, Connor Tinian's, Simmington's, Sam Smith's, Dan Wordsworth's. These are all lads that are unavailable. Do you know what I mean? They're not fit to play. So for me, this is the strongest team I could have put out. Obviously, I've started young Lewis Moore and other lads that haven't played as many minutes. But that's a squad game, and I said this all season long. I'm not someone who goes with a squad of 10, 12 players, and they're my focus is them 10, 12 players. I want a squad of 20 players, and I want all of them to buy into what we're doing and pulling in the same direction, which I felt we did, and that proved that towards the end of the season. Kids grew away. We went with, I think it was 8 changes on the bank holiday Monday. We won the game. We went last game of the season, 8 changes again, won again. So it's a squad game, and I'm a big believer in it. I'm not someone who, if we win a game, and I've said this to any player that signs for us, is that if you're signing for us, you're signing to be part of the squad. I don't have a starting 11 in my head every week. We'll look at teams who we're going to come up against and look at certain individuals and think, can that player hurt them? And whether we've won 3-0 the week before or we've lost, I'll pick a team that I think is going to win that upcoming game, and that's what we've done tonight. I think that the players that we've selected tonight can go and win us the competition.
And it's, I suppose, at the same time as well, it's an opportunity for them, isn't it, to turn round to you and state their case for next season as well, and say, look, they want to really be involved again in hopefully another successful campaign for you.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's something, obviously, all the players, look, me and Terry are sitting down on Thursday. We've had a sort of opening conversation about what we're thinking for next year and where we think we need to strengthen and where we think we need to change. But again, tonight's a night where players can sort of put another marker down and say, look, I want to be part of it with you. They've all tasted the success that we had on Saturday, and they should want to taste it again. And if they do that tonight, then, like I say, that gives me and Terry another headache.
And certainly an opportunity to wrap up what's been a fantastic season with hopefully a bit of cup glory for yourselves.
Yeah, we just said that, a promotion and a cup double. You'd have snapped your hand off for that at the start of the season. And look, we've got to go out there and put a performance in the replicators. And if we do that, I'll be confident we can get the result.